conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. My bad with the tease. Kylie McDaniel is joining us right now from ESPN. He's a baseball insider, and he is with us here to talk some Major League Baseball. Kylie, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you being here. Tell us about Future Value and the book that you wrote here. It is The Battle for Baseball's Soul and How Teams Will Find the Next Superstar. Give us a little bit, a little preview of it.
Yeah, so I'm in my mid-30s, and when I was graduating high school, when the book Moneyball came out, and the basic premise of that was numbers are replacing scouts, you know, everyone look out. And that didn't end up happening because it was just numbers on a piece of paper. It was, you know, on base percentage and fielding percentage and things like that that are useful, but not that useful. And now that thing is happening because we have those numbers like exit velocity and, you know, machine learning and things like that. Some of the stuff you'll see in the broadcast from StatCast. Now scouts are getting replaced by those numbers. And so myself and Eric Longenhagen that I worked with at Fangraphs decided to sort of write the book about, like, how that came about, how that's happening, how it's affecting baseball, how teams are making decisions and all that kind of thing.
Is that why Adley Rutschman was brought up this weekend?
That is sort of combined into that suite of things where if you want to think of, you know, like Mitt Romney used to work for Bain Capital, the kind of place that just does a bunch of spreadsheets and then fixes the company, in quotes, and all of a sudden everybody makes a lot of money. That approach has come to baseball, and that approach is why guys will magically stay in the minors the same amount of time, you know, that same 3 or 4 weeks or whatever it might be, that optimizes their service time so they can, the teams can have the control for one extra year. So, yeah, I guess that is like sort of one of the extensions of that is that most teams do that in that situation.
You know, I think it's really, truly incredible that what has happened in terms of baseball, and I mean fans of all ages. My dad was talking about exit velocity the other day. He was kind of using it as a joke, but it's into the lexicon of the general public, because I think a lot of these broadcasts, the broadcasters that are headed up, a lot of times the color commentators are going to be former players. Jeff Blum does a great job on the Astros broadcast of introducing that stuff. And I think having the tech that you mentioned, StatCast, I want you to, can you expound on StatCast a little bit for the listeners? Because everything that you see on the broadcast now comes from, I think everything comes from StatCast now. I think it's amazing what we see with spin rate and exit velo and all the different things that we get on our broadcast now, not to mention there's even more, I would assume, that the teams have access to.
Yeah, the short version is there were some early versions of it where they were called TrackMan, and now there's a more advanced version of it called StatCast. And the basic idea is there's a set of cameras that takes a picture of the field like 100 times a second. And it used to just tell you what the ball was doing. So it would tell you, like, within an inch where the ball was at all times, and then of all those, like, 50 times per second. And the same would be happening when you hit the ball. It can tell you where it is every 1/50th of a second where it was. And so obviously that tells you a lot of things about spin rates and how much it breaks and what direction you hit it, how high you hit it, how hard you hit, all that kind of stuff. Well, now they do it with the body. So they can tell you, like, this guy, because you start seeing sometimes, like, oh, this guy closed 100 feet in 2.3 seconds with a top speed of 32.3 miles per hour. That's the fastest, you know, any center fielder has been so far in baseball. Like, now because you can track the body that well, you can do all kinds of stuff like that. And now the defensive metrics and base running metrics are getting much more accurate than they were before, because it used to just be this guy is standing in one of the 120 boxes on the field. Then he got over two boxes over there. A lot of guys can't move two boxes. Like, it's still, like, pretty primitive. And that was, like, 7, 8 years ago. That's how we were doing it. And now it's, you know, much more advanced. And the teams have even more advanced stuff than we have.
Kylie McDaniel with us here, ESPN, KileyMCD, at KileyMCD on Twitter if you want to follow him and his information. Good stuff. Kylie, how's it gonna work, though? Most a lot of the players in the big leagues are coming from Latin American countries. Is that stuff down there yet, or you still got to use your human eye down there?
It's definitely more down there. I know in the book I talked to, there's a couple chapters based on the international, signing international free agents, largely at 16 years old, which I did for a couple years. You know, talked to the guys that signed Vlad Jr., Jason Dominguez, and some of the really big names, and they'll tell their stories. And you can tell the stories within the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years. We'll mention, like, I know when the Yankees signed Luis Severino, Their scouting director told me, like, oh, we had six guys in a workout. All of them wanted about $200,000. We had room to sign one, maybe two of them, and he had the best extension out of all of them, and we couldn't really tell them apart. They looked about the same to us. But this guy had a really good extension, and we knew that that's, like, a good indicator at that age of, like, improvement. So we took him. And that's all based on, like, a TrackMan readout. And I know there's another example, I think it's in the book, of another team that there was a workout of, like, a bunch of different trainers that train players down there, had a big workout for all 30 teams to watch them. It was happened to be at this team's facility, and a guy was on the mound throwing warm-up pitches, and the team that owned the facility was standing in the tower watching all four fields. And they saw this guy warming up, saw the numbers of, like, curveball spin rates coming out of his hand during warm-ups, and waved out and said, take him off the mound. We're signing him right now. We don't want the other 29 teams seeing what we're seeing on these numbers right now.
Hmm. Hey, last week I saw a bunch of guys, of experts, talking about who all the different awards so far this year, and they had Justin Verlander, like, third on their list of American League Cy Young Award candidates. Is that just Astros hate? Is there any reason that Justin Verlander shouldn't be on everyone's list as the number one Cy Young Award candidate right now?
Yeah, at this juncture, I feel like it's hard to have, like, a set like, oh, this is one, this is two, this is three, just because, like, anybody can have two hot starts and go from, like, fifth to first just because it's so early. If you're just sort of looking at, you know, who has the best, you know, WAR, ERA, or strikeout rate, or, you know, whatever your sort of number du jour is. But I would say in terms of, like, who has been the most impressive, like, he's right there in the top, you know, three to five guys, depending on, you know, over, at the entire league, you know, based on whatever metric you want to use. But the fact that he's the age that he is coming off of a Tommy John, like, is by far the most impressive anyone's done in baseball. And I think that's probably, that along with his, you know, name recognition, chance to go deep in the playoffs, all that kind of thing. I think it's a pretty good tiebreaker when it comes time for award time, if it ends up being very close, which it often is. So, yeah, I would say he's certainly deep in that conversation. I'm looking at some of the main numbers right now, and, like, yeah, you could argue he's the best guy if you want to, but I think he's been the most impressive by a mile.
I'm curious if, in terms of the next man up, the next players up and the stars up, how much of what we've talked about so far in the technology that's used in baseball, how much of that has crept into college or into, lower levels of baseball, even if it gets into high school? Is it too expensive, or do they have data on those players as well that they're using?
Yeah, it's actually been very interesting. It's another thing that gets covered in the book, obviously, because it's, you know, that stuff is getting everywhere. There are the TrackMan sort of system, the stuff that was sort of bleeding edge in baseball at the big league level, like 8 or 10 years ago, that now is at the top college programs. I think something like 80 of Division I programs, almost the entire SEC and most of the ACC have that in their stadiums. And so, you know, pretty much any pitch, like Ben Joyce at Tennessee is throwing 105. And a lot of times you'll see something like that at, like, you know, a slower first speed or mid-tier college or whatever it is. And you're like, man, I'll have to call a scout and see how hard that guy throws. But, like, in the SEC, pretty much every pitch is thrown on TrackMan. So, like, you have as good calibration there as you do in the big leagues. So that's pretty much everywhere. High school for, like, some of the bigger, like, summer events, you'll see it. And there are actually a couple of high schools, like the very best ones in Southern California, that actually have it. I mean, these things cost like $20,000 a year to have them installed and run, and you have to have somebody there dedicated to go through all the data and make sure it's correct. So there's, like, a lot of infrastructure that needs to exist. Obviously, colleges, when you're selling out giant stadiums and you have, you know, student assistants running around everywhere, they can do that. But there's, like, some high schools doing it, and we're starting to see it. Like, I'm helping with some startups. Like, it's starting to pop up now, where the idea is, well, if you want to know where you stand on teams' draft boards or on colleges' recruiting boards, you shouldn't have to pay $1,000 to go to an event and have some company kind of give you a generic, lame, vague answer about where you stand on this. You should be able to get, like, a, you know, somewhat automated but also somewhat personalized. Like, oh, you need to, like, you know, change how you grip your curveball like this. You need to throw it in this direction in this part of the zone, and you need to throw your fastball, you know, with this grip over here. Like, there are some, I think, pretty, you don't have to tailor that much to the player. So you give them an idea of what the teams would like to see and then give them, like, a better fighting chance. So that's kind of the frontier now. It's sort of like mid-level D1, D2, maybe even like D3, don't play college, baseball kind of people. How do they get insights from this information? That's kind of where things are now.
Mm. Kylie McDaniel here. Before we let you go, has baseball messed with the baseball?
Sure seems like it, and I think their credibility on this topic is like pretty low, because it seems like every time they admit something happened, it's because three articles have been written by very smart people talking about how something obviously happened. Look at this data. And I think they're trying to dial it in. I also think there is some level of, if you go through like the different parts of this conversation, I think there's some level of, we'd like to improve it. Also, we can't control all of the various undulations of what the ball looks like. And also, we're not going to admit to anything until it's obviously we've done it. So if you assume that some version of that is happening, if it's like a small change or it happens for a week or two or whatever, then maybe they don't know and it's just like sort of random chance and whatnot. And if it seems to be happening, like I think we're looking at now for, you know, a month or two, and they say they're trying to change things, then they're probably behind most of it.
Mm. That's Kylie McDaniel, at KylieMCD on Twitter, and follow him. I just followed you. I appreciate it. We're good stuff, man. Great information, and we really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Okay, there's Kylie McDaniel right here, ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5.
When we come back, I want to follow up on some stuff he talked about and just give some people some perspective, because I'm working in the space of football and baseball, like, when we come back, I'll talk about, I've been working with companies on player tracking stuff and football, and some of the, I'm amazed at what baseball has. Honestly, amazed at what you have on a baseball broadcast, because I have some insight into what it takes. And I think baseball is, I want to get into basketball, baseball, and football, where they stand, because your football watching experience is going to change drastically within the next 5 years.
All right. Right now, though, so is your hydration going to change drastically. And listen, it's affordable. It is better. It is just it. And if you want to be better at golf, you want to be better at your workouts, you want to be better at football, baseball, whatever it is, you need to be hydrated. Because when you are dehydrated at any level, your performance is not going to be as good. Like, there is it's real. It's real. This is not, you know, making up, trying to sell water. HOW. Hyper pure oxygenated water will help you. If you're a young man, if you're somebody that is working out and you're cramping, you're feeling like you're not getting the most out of your workout or whatever, maybe you are not hydrating as well as you need to, especially in this heat and this humidity, you are going to become dehydrated. So go to drinkhowwater.com. Drinkhow, H-O-W, water.com. Hyper pure oxygenated water. It is going to help you in your performance. So if you're looking for a great way to get better, affordable, delivered to your house, and you get 20% off if you put in John 20, drinkhowwater.com, John 20.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.